are supposed to have started receiving our rains in most part of the southern and eastern part of South Sudan. As per the forecast, the southern part of southern Sudan and the eastern part of southern Sudan is expected to experience normal to above normal rainfall. So normal in the sense that we are expected to start receiving our rain as normal, as usual. So as I talk now, there are some places already in the equatorial belt that have already started receiving the first rain, especially Magwi, Tajukeji, Morobo, Yei, Yambio, and also part of Raja. We have been in contact with the focal persons in those areas, and they have mentioned that the rain had already started.
Now, yes, go ahead.
Yes. So, though there are some areas that have already started receiving, we also have observed that some areas have not yet started receiving rain. And it's indeed true that there's been a delay.
Yes, and you said indeed it's true that there's been a delay, but what impact could the delay in rainfall have on the agriculture and farming activities, especially in the country here?
Well, for those areas that have not yet started receiving rain, that means the agricultural activity is going to be delayed as well, because by now we expected the farmers to have already started preparing their land, and in some areas we have expected them to have already planted their crop for the first season. So this would have an impact on the productivity of their crop, first season crop. Because delay in planting, that means other agronomical practices are going to be also affected, and this will be translated into poor yield.
Now, for a farmer who is listening to you right now, what advice do you give them as alternative activities now that the rains have delayed?
My advice to the farmers are that they should not be discouraged. The rain would be there. It might delay, but it will be there. So they should continue with the land preparation so that they can take advantage of the rain.
Now, in a country where farming is heavily reliant on oil, on rains, I mean, what kind of strategies is Food and Agriculture Organization taking to support farmers when the weather patterns are unreliable?
We need, you know, the situation is constantly changing. We know that the climate is not as it used to be. Things are changing, so we need to adapt our farming system, our farming practices to the changing environment. So we should start thinking of crops that can do well in these changing climatic conditions. So, for instance, we have crops that can do very well in a drought condition, and also there are varieties that are short maturing. So we should start in having this crop in our farming system so that we can also adapt our systems and productivity to the changing climatic conditions.
Yeah, for a farmer who is listening to this, he will be definitely, for the first time, if he don't know what crops are those, I mean, he will really, really want to know. What crops will you really suggest for the farmers at this particular time?
Well, there are a number of varieties that have been bred specifically to these kind of climatic conditions. And I know there are some already which are right there. So they, even the farmers themselves, they know some of them. So what we would like to do is to encourage our extension agents, mm-hmm. who are there closer to the farmers, to provide this kind of advice to the farmers so that they can correctly select varieties that will do very well in this changing climatic condition.
Yes, just finally, apart from these crops that you suggested, what must be done to mitigate the impact of these delayed rains?
There are quite a number of things that we should do to mitigate this. First of all, we know there are humanitarian organizations that are also assisting farmers. They should ensure that all the seeds, all the tools that are planned to be delivered to the farmers are delivered on time, so that farmers will take advantage of rain seasons. This should be part of the strategies. And also, we should make sure that all the implements or inputs that are relevant for production are pre-positioned to those locations that are going to be difficult to access, because we know that when the rain starts, some areas are going to be cut off. Access will be a limitation. So these inputs that are intended for farmers are to be pre-positioned early enough.
All right, Mark James, thank you so much for talking to us. Any final remarks that you would like to add?
Yeah, thank you, Sebi Williams. I want to encourage all our farmers that this delay is not really a major issue. They should continue as usual, continuing with their farming operations. They should start preparing their land, and they should mobilize all the inputs within their disposal, so that they can take advantage of the rainfall season. And according to the forecast, really is going to be their chances that the season is going to be a very good one. So there's going to be a good prospect.
All right.
Possibility of a good prospect. So they should not get discouraged.
Thank
they should carry on with the farming activity.